Arbitrum Security Council freezes 30,066 ETHA from KelpDAO hack. The Arbitrum Security Council has taken emergency action to freeze 30,066 ETHA held in an address on Arbitrum One linked to last week's KelpDAO exploit. At ETHA's current price of $2,339 as of April 24, 2026, the frozen pile is worth roughly $71.1 million. The disclosure came via Wu blockchain on X around 0351 UTC. This is one of the more visible interventions the council has executed since it was established as part of Arbitrum's governance design, and it lands while the broader DeFi ecosystem is still digesting what the KelpDAO bridge breach means for restaking collateralized lending markets. What the council actually did, Arbitrum's Security Council, is a 12-member multi-sig with the authority to push emergency upgrades to the Arbitrum One and Arbitrum Nova chains without going through the standard 30-day governance vote. 9 of 12 members must sign for an emergency action to clear. The freeze on the KelpDAO linked address means the wallet can no longer move the ETH on Arbitrum One until further governance steps are taken. The council is intentionally hard to use. It exists for cases where waiting weeks for a normal proposal would let attackers cash out, and most of its activity to date has been routine technical patches rather than freezing user funds. A freeze of this size on funds tied to an active investigation is the sharper end of what the council was designed for. How the ETH got there? The 30,766 ETH originates from the KelpDAO bridge exploit covered earlier this week, in which roughly $292 million was drained from a Layer 0 bridge contract used to route RES ETHA between chains. Portions of the stolen funds were pushed across networks. The Arbitrum One slice is what the council just locked down. KelpDAO has been one of the louder restaking ecosystems built around EigenLayer, and RSETH was a meaningful collateral asset on Aave's V3 and V4 deployments before Aave froze the relevant markets. Aave itself fell roughly 22% as whales rotated out, and on-chain TVL dropped by about $6 billion in the days after the breach. The council action does not recover the funds for users. It only prevents this specific tranche from being moved on Arbitrum One. Bridging routes, mixers, and off-ramp paths on other chains remain a separate problem. But for the portion that ended up on Arbitrum, the attacker now has to wait for the council to either approve a return path or coordinate with law enforcement. Why a Layer 2 council can do this at all? Most Ethereum users assume that once a wallet has assets, no party can stop them from being moved. That assumption holds on Ethereum mainnet. It does not hold the same way on rollups during their training wheels phase. Arbitrum One is governed by a smart contract system whose upgrade keys sit with the Security Council during emergencies and the DAO during normal operation. A freeze is implemented by upgrading the relevant contracts so that the targeted address cannot transfer. It is, in effect, a temporary censorship action approved by a supermajority of a known group of signers. That trade-off is on the box. Arbitrum's documentation has always described the council as an explicit centralization trade-off during the path to full decentralization. Today's action is a live demonstration of why that trade-off exists, and it will sharpen the longer-running debate about when L2 governance should and should not intervene in the movement of user-controlled funds. What to watch? Next three things matter from here. First, whether the council coordinates with KelpDAO and the wider RSETHA community on a path to return any of the frozen ETHA to depositors who took losses on the original exploit. Second, whether parts of the stolen pool that landed on other chains see similar interventions or simply get bridged out. Third, whether this freeze becomes a template that other rollups copy for their own emergency response playbooks or stays a one-off response to a particularly clean on-chain trail. Aave's posture is also worth watching. The protocol has said publicly that RSETH remains fully backed, but has kept its V3 and V4 markets frozen. Council action of this scale could give Aave governance more comfort to revisit those market parameters, though no proposal to do so has appeared yet.